This is the Sakar Murli of the 12th of August, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you should have great enthusiasm for doing service. You have this knowledge and yoga, so teach them to others. Increase doing service. Question. What is the reason for not having enthusiasm for doing service? Due to which obstacle is there no enthusiasm? Answer. The biggest obstacle is the criminal eye. This illness does not allow you to have enthusiasm for doing service. This is a very severe illness. If the criminal eye doesn't cool down, if both wheels of family life don't run together well, the household becomes a burden. In that case, it isn't possible to remain light and have enthusiasm for doing service. Song. Awaken, O brides, awaken. The new age is about to dawn. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard the song. There are a few good songs, such as this one, that everyone should have. They should be recorded on tape. These songs have been composed by people who, according to the drama, must have been touched to do so. This is why they are useful for you children. When you children listen to such songs, your intoxication rises. The intoxication of you children should continue to remain high by knowing that you are now establishing a new kingdom. You are reclaiming it from Ravan. When people go to war, they think of taking over someone's kingdom. They want to take over someone's village. They all fight for limited things. The fight of you children is with Maya. No one except you Brahmins knows about this. You know that you have to establish your kingdom over this world in an incognito way. That is, you have to claim your inheritance from the Father. In fact, you wouldn't call this fighting. According to the drama, you had to become Dhammapradhan from Satopradhan, and you now have to become Satopradhan again. You didn't know about your own births. The Father has explained this to you. Those of other religions will not receive this knowledge. The Father sits here and only explains to you children. It is said religion is might. The people of Bharat don't know what their religion is. You have now come to know from the Father that your religion is the original eternal deity religion. The Father comes to transfer you back into that religion. You know how much happiness your religion gives. You don't have to fight with anyone. You have to become stabilized in the original religion of yourselves and remember the Father. This too takes time. It isn't that you can stabilize in this just by speaking about it. Internally, there should be this awareness. I, a soul, am an embodiment of peace. I, a soul, have now become Tamopradhan, impure. When I, a soul, was in the land of peace, I was pure. And then, while playing my part, I became Tamopradhan. I now have to become pure and return home. In order to claim your inheritance from the Father, have the faith that you are souls and remember the Father. You will have the intoxication that you are the children of God. Only by remembering the Father will you be absolved of your sins. It is so easy. It is by having this remembrance that you will become pure and go to the land of peace. The world does not even know about the land of peace and the land of happiness. These things are not mentioned in the scriptures. There is just the one Gita of the ocean of knowledge, but it is only that they have changed the name in that. The one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is called the bestower of salvation for all and the ocean of knowledge. No one else is called knowledgeful. Only when he gives you this knowledge can you become knowledgeful. Everyone now is full of devotion. You too were like that. You are now becoming knowledgeful. You are number-wise according to the efforts you make. Some of you have this knowledge and some don't. So what can be said? You cannot claim a high status according to that. The Father has so much enthusiasm for doing service. As yet, some children don't have the power to explain to others very well, or to create such tactics, although you children are making effort to hold conferences, etc. The brothers have some power and are thinking about holding a gathering in which they can create ways of doing service to make it expand. They are working on this. Although this is called the Shakti Army, some Shaktis are not educated. Some uneducated ones teach educated ones very well. Baba has explained to you that the criminal eye causes a great deal of harm. This is a very severe illness. It is why there isn't that enthusiasm. Therefore, Baba asks if both the wheels of the household path are running together well. On that side, there are such big armies. There are groups of women who are very well educated. They receive help. You are incognito. No one knows what you Brahma Kumars and Kumaris are doing. You are also number-wise. You have been bent over by the burden of the household path. Although some call themselves Brahma Kumars and Kumaris, their criminal eyes do not cool down. It is very difficult for both wheels to run at the same speed. Baba continues to explain to you children in order to make you take up service. Some are wealthy, and yet there isn't that enthusiasm. They are greedy for wealth. If they don't have children of their own, they want to adopt a child. They don't say with that enthusiasm, "Baba, I am here. I will buy a big house and give that for service." Baba's vision is especially on Delhi, because Delhi is the capital, the head office. Baba says, service must spread, especially in Delhi. You should push your way in and explain to someone. It is remembered that the Pandavas weren't even given 3 square feet of land by the Kauravas. The word Kaurava comes from the Gita. God came and taught Raja Yoga, and that was named the Gita. However, they have forgotten the God of the Gita. This is why Baba repeatedly tells you, just take up this one main point. Earlier, Baba used to say, explain to those who belong to the Vidut Society from Benares. Baba continues to show you methods. Therefore, you have to try to explain to them very well. The Father continues to explain to you over and over again. Create ways to serve the number one capital, Delhi. Have a gathering and think about these aspects. The main thing is to think about how to hold a huge mela in Delhi. Those people go on many hunger strikes, etc. in Delhi. You don't do such things. You don't have to fight or quarrel. You simply awaken those who are asleep. Those in Delhi have to make effort to do this work. You know that you were the masters of Brahmand, the element of light, and that you are also becoming the masters of the world, just as you did in the previous cycle. It is definitely certain that you have to become the masters of the world. You now also need 3 square feet of land in the capital so that you can drop bombs of this knowledge. There has to be this intoxication. A sound from eminent people is needed. At this time, the whole of Bharat is poor. The father comes to serve the poor. There should be very good service taking place in Delhi. Baba continues to give you signals. Those in Delhi understand that Baba is drawing their attention to this. You have to live together like milk and sugar. There should at least be a fortress of you Pandavas. It has to be built in Delhi. A very good head is needed for this. You can do a great deal. Those people very proudly sing, Bharat is our land and we will do this. However, they don't have any strength in them. They cannot be uplifted without receiving help from abroad. You are receiving a great deal of help from the Unlimited Father. No one else can give as much help. Now create a fortress very quickly. The Father is giving you children the sovereignty of the world. Therefore you should have great enthusiasm. The intellects of many become stuck in gossiping. Women have great difficulty because of their bondage. Males don't have any bondage. Women are said to be poor and weak, whereas men are strong. When a man gets married, he is given even more power, because he is told that he is her guru and God, that he is everything. It is as though the woman is just the tail. A woman who always dangles after her husband would truly dangle like a tail behind him. She would have attachment to her husband and children, but men don't have as much attachment. When they lose a shoe, wife, they find a second, a third. They have instilled that habit in themselves. Baba continues to explain to you to print this and that in the newspapers. You children have to reveal the Father. It is your duty to explain this. Dada is also with Baba. Therefore, this one cannot go anywhere. People would say, Shiv Baba, I have such and such a difficulty. Can you advise me on this? They ask such questions. The Father has come to purify the impure. The Father says, you children, receive all of this knowledge. Try and discuss these matters among yourselves. You children now have to show the wonders of doing fast service. Service has continued to take place at a crawling speed. Now show such wonders that many are benefited. Baba also explained this in the previous cycle, and he is explaining it to you now. The intellects of many become trapped somewhere or other. They don't have enthusiasm. They very quickly become body conscious. It is body consciousness that has destroyed everything, all truth. The Father is now telling you such easy things in order to revive the truth. Remember the Father, and you will receive power. Otherwise, you won't receive power. Although some look after centres, they don't have any intoxication because they are body conscious. If they were to become soul conscious, they would become intoxicated, knowing whose children they are. The Father says, the more soul conscious you become, the more power you will receive. There has been the intoxication of body consciousness for half a cycle, so it takes great effort to become soul conscious. It isn't just because Baba is the ocean of knowledge, and you have taken this knowledge that you feel you are able to explain it to many others. There also has to be the power of remembrance. There is the sword of this knowledge and the pilgrimage of remembrance. The two things are separate. The power of the pilgrimage of remembrance is required for the path of this knowledge. If there isn't that power, then the sword becomes a sword of bamboo. Sikhs have so much respect for swords. That was the weapon with which they used to fight. In fact, gurus should never fight. A guru has to be non-violent. There cannot be salvation by fighting. Your matter is of yoga. The sword of this knowledge will not work without the power of remembrance. The criminal eye causes a great deal of damage. Souls hear through the ears. The Father says, remain intoxicated in remembrance and service will continue to increase. Sometimes children say that their relatives won't listen to them. Baba says, it is because you are weak in the pilgrimage of remembrance that the sword of this knowledge is not working. Make effort to have remembrance. This effort is incognito. Giving this knowledge to others is very visible. The effort of remembrance through which you receive power is incognito. You don't receive power by having this knowledge. It is with the power of remembrance that you become pure from impure. You have to make effort to earn an income. When the remembrance of you children is constant and your stage remains good, you have great happiness. When you don't have accurate remembrance and you choke over something, your happiness disappears. Would students not remember their teacher? Here, while living at home and carrying on with everything, you have to remember the teacher. You receive a very high status through this teacher. You have to stay living at home with your families. By remembering the teacher, you will definitely also remember the Father and the Guru. He continues to explain to you in many different ways. However, when you see your wealth and prosperity and your children, etc., at home, you forget everything. Baba tells you so many times that you have to do spiritual service. Remembrance of the Father is the highest service of all. Let there be remembrance of the Father in your intellects, in your thoughts, words, and actions. Relate points of knowledge to others. Do not cause sorrow for anyone. Do not perform any unrighteous acts. If they don't understand the first aspect of Alpha, they will not understand anything else. First of all, make Alpha firm for them. Don't move on to any other subject till then. Shiv Baba is teaching you Raja Yoga and making you into the masters of the world. There is a great show of Maya in this dirty world. There is so much fashion, etc. There should be dislike for this dirty world. By remembering the One Father, your sins will be absolved and you will become pure. Don't waste your time. Imbibe everything very well. Maya, the enemy, completely finishes the wisdom of many. When a commander makes a mistake, he is dismissed. The commander feels so ashamed of himself that he resigns. It is the same here. Sometimes even very good commanders fail. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Make incognito effort to have remembrance. By maintaining your intoxication of remembrance, doing service will automatically continue to increase. Make effort to stay in remembrance in your thoughts, words, and actions. 2. Only speak about things of this knowledge. Never cause sorrow for anyone. Don't perform any unrighteous acts. Make effort to become soul conscious. Blessing. May you become a master Parasnath, Lord of Divinity, and change iron-aged souls into divine beings. All of you are master Parasnath children of the Parasnath Father. Therefore, no matter how much like iron a soul may be, even iron ones become divine in your company. Never think this one is like iron. The speciality of a philosopher's stone is to change iron into gold. Constantly keep this aim and the qualifications for it in your awareness as you create every thought and perform every action. Only then will you experience rays of light radiating from you souls, which will give all souls the power to become golden. Slogan. Perform every task with courage, and you will receive everyone's respect. Avyakt signals. In order to be an easy yogi, become experienced in God's love. God's love is the basis of this elevated Brahmin birth. It is said, where there is love, there is the world, there is life. Where there is no love, the heart is lifeless and without a place or world. Having found love, you have found the world. The world is thirsty for one drop of love. Whereas for you children, God's love is your property. You are being sustained with God's love, that is, you are progressing in your Brahmin life. So remain constantly merged in the ocean of love. Om Shanti.